USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. Tropical storm Idalia marches toward Florida, likely to make landfall Wednesday as a major hurricane. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says resources are in place.
We have activated the full 5,500 National Guardsmen available in our state to respond to the storm. They have access to a lot of different assets, both on the ground and in the air.
DeSantis noted that officials are coordinating with utility companies in an effort to quickly respond to any power outages. Evacuation orders are also in place for several counties along the Florida Gulf Coast. The University of North Carolina is confirming the worst news Monday.
I'm grieved to report that one of our faculty members was killed in this shooting.
The shooting happened in a laboratory and triggered a three-hour lockdown at the school. Police say they have a suspect in custody but are not releasing a name or possible charges. Earlier reports indicated the shooter was a grad student. There's an investigation into reports that a National Guardsman on the Texas border with Mexico fired across the Rio Grande, hitting a man on the other side. A Spanish-language newspaper in El Paso says that a 37-year-old man was hit in the leg near the Bridge of the Americas. He may not have been trying to cross, though. The Texas Military Department confirmed there was a border-related incident, but that's all. Even though House Republicans plan to launch an impeachment inquiry against President Biden, the White House says Biden is still interested in working in a bipartisan way.
He hopes congressional Republicans would continue to join him on doing that.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre told reporters Monday the president's also working on the hurricane potentially about to hit Florida, as well as the Maui wildfires and education post-COVID. Fast-rising country star Zach Bryan will be heading out on tour next year. The Quitting Time Tour will hit stadiums and arenas starting March 6th. This is USA News.
Hey there, this is Brant, along with Sherry.
Hi.
And maybe you've heard about MediShare. Maybe you heard me talking about it. Well, Sherry helps produce these spots about MediShare. So people ask us, does this actually work? Is this really a great option for my health care? And honestly, the answer is yes.
Yes, yes,
for
it
real,
is.
For real, yes.
And you know what? It's funny, too, because a lot of people are fed up with their current arrangement or they're looking to save money, but they're hesitant, right? I'm like, MediShare has been doing this for 30
right.
years. I think you can trust that,
you
right?
You can't. MediShare really is the gold standard for this healthcare sharing thing, too. And I've done it, you've done it, and people are really happy after they make the switch. I keep talking about the member satisfaction rate. It's real. It's like double that of health insurance.
I have loved it. They're professional and they care. That in and of itself is refreshing.
We could change your name to MediSherry.
That's cool. That's interesting.
Cool marketing thing.
Sure.
It's not going to happen. You can save a ton and be really happy with it. They're great to talk to. Call them now. They really are. Just call this number. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A new study says most cancer screenings don't actually end up extending life, but experts still say you should have them. The reason for the recommendation to have regular screenings is to catch cancer early so doctors can take action as soon as possible and improve a patient's chance of surviving the disease. The latest review of clinical trials published in the journal JAMA Internal Medicine finds that of the six most common screenings for cancer, only colorectal cancer screening with a certain type of scope made a difference in extending a patient's life. A new study finding early signs of CTE in athletes who died before age 30.
Research from Boston University's CTE Center looks at the neurodegenerative disease in young adults and includes what is said to be the first case of an American woman athlete diagnosed with it. Published in JAMA Neurology, the study shows that about 40% of the brain studied developed some early signs of CTE. I'm Lisa Taylor.
The U.S. Department of Transportation is hitting American Airlines with the largest ever fine for keeping passengers waiting on the tarmac. The airline's facing an over $4 million fine for long delays with passengers on board airplanes for 43 different flights, affecting more than 5,800 passengers. That's between 2018 and 2021. The longest delay involved passengers on board a plane in Texas in August 2020 for just over 6 hours. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.